Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
An Erio's original.
I'm Leslie Arfin, and this is my show, Filling the Void, a show where I get to know my friends better by talking to them about the things that bring them pure joy, also known as their hobbies. Today's guest is my friend, Shirley Carata. She is a costume designer. I just recently discovered she did the costumes for Everything Everywhere All at Once. And she also owns a store in LA called Virgil Normal. And just follow her on Instagram or something because she's a genius. We are talking about our mutual obsession, Animal Crossing, and how we became friends through Animal Crossing. Tell me your name and what brings you to Filling the Void.
My name is Shirley Carata, and we're going to talk about Animal Crossing. Yeah, because I think we knew each other, mm-hmm. but I think this really sort of like forged our friendship, right?
It really did.
Yeah.
Animal Crossing, for me, and Shirley is a part of that, for I think 2 years, yeah. a solid 2 years, it took over my life. It was COVID.
Yeah.
There wasn't that much to do. Let me ask you, do you know how many hours you've been playing? Or, because I have that in my profile. Should we say our hours?
Yeah, let's look
it up. It could be embarrassing.
No, mine is like crazy. Because I got it the first week it came out.
So we go to profile. Ooh, Shirley has been playing for 1,275 hours.
Or more.
Or more, okay. Mine is 1,875 Ooh. Hours or more.
You beat me.
Yeah. And I have a child. And she was young and needed my attention when I was playing this. And sometimes she would watch me play, but for the most part, I would not let anybody touch it. So how'd you get into Animal Crossing?
I have a friend that told me, hey, I think you should play Animal Crossing. I think you would like it. And this was just like the first week of lockdown. Mm-hmm. And I always thought like Animal Crossing was like Farmville or something, or like something that I wouldn't be into.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, I'll give it a chance. And I was sucked in like day one.
Oh my God. And that was when it first came out.
Yeah.
Had you already owned a Switch?
I already owned a Switch, and okay. I played like Mario Kart and mm-hmm. Zelda. Mm-hmm. Zelda is amazing. And then like a few other random games. Animal Crossing, once I started that, it just took over.
I saw somebody's post on Instagram and it looked really cool. And I was like, what is that? And my friend Elizabeth was like, it's this game, Animal Crossing. It's so much fun. You can do this. You can change their clothes. You can interior yeah. design. I was like, I want it. Then I think she kind of stopped playing, or I just kept annoying her a lot with my questions because mm-hmm. I was like, how do I get the golden this? How do I catch this? And so she was like, I can't talk. I'm working or whatever. And so I just would take it to the internet. The internet.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. So many videos.
So many helpful sites to tell you secret shortcuts.
And tours of
existing tours.
Islands. Yeah.
So I think I saw a post of Shirley's and it was amazing. And I was like, oh my God, do you play Animal Crossing?
Yeah, I think I was saying, yeah, there's a bunch of us playing. And then we started like a chat.
Yeah.
Like a little Instagram chat. Yeah, a little group.
It was, so you were like, Autumn just started playing. Great. I knew yeah. Autumn. I knew you through Kate and Laura. And yeah. then I was like, you guys, my friend Jesse is playing. You have to meet Jesse. I was like, oh my God, this is the perfect meeting of the minds. But the four of us were in this posse What I remember, though, is when I started talking to you about it, you said you played Pocket Camp.
Okay, I played a little bit, but I told Autumn, you should play Animal Crossing. And she started playing Pocket Camp, thinking that that was what I was playing.
That's very Autumn.
Yes, but she got super addicted to Pocket Camp. Actually, the only reason why I started playing Pocket Camp is because you had access to little things that you could get on the Switch,
right?
Animal Crossing.
Yeah, the items.
Yes, yeah. And I never actually played Animal Crossing, the other iterations before. It's funny because, you know, our group were, you know, let's just say older than, like, let's say some of these, like, younger millennials, right? That played the earlier versions when they were, like, really young.
Yeah.
Right? Did you ever play any of it?
Nope.
Yeah.
Never heard of it. Did not know of it until COVID. I tried Pocket Camp. I got it for the same reason as you. I wanted the items.
Yeah.
But it's too small and it doesn't look pretty enough.
Yeah.
One of the appeals of Animal Crossing is that it looks fucking beautiful.
The design of, like, the furniture and the characters and everything is just, like, it's both cute and very stylish. Animal Crossing has a lot of Japanese creators.
Yeah.
And they have great style. That's the appeal about the Animal Crossing is the style, you know, of the furniture and everything. You have mid-century modern, you know, you have, it's just so well curated. And I kind of like it that it's more cartoony and cute.
Yeah. I don't want to see other humans.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, I don't know. It's so uninteresting.
Yeah.
It's like, I like seeing the animals. All of them are cute. They all have their own style and personalities. They're not any one race. There's not one.
No.
Even the ones that are, like, crazy looking are super cute.
Yeah. And actually, you know, even though they kind of have genders, they're, you know, male.
They're gender neutral.
They're gender neutral because, like, they'll be seen wearing dresses.
Oh, yeah. They love it.
Yeah.
I don't, I definitely, right. I mean, I guess some have girl names and you can tell that they're girls, but
yeah,
you give a dress to Sal or Rolf or whoever, like, they wear it with pride.
Yeah. And also, like, you know, because I had one character, Rodeo, he's like a bull with, like, red eyes, very masculine looking. And I didn't even give him any, like, dresses or anything. But when that Easter, you know, those, like, Easter dresses came out, he was wearing it.
Love him.
So, you know, they're already, like, programmed to, you know.
It's really cute.
Be, yeah, they're gender neutral. They're cool with, like, you know, wearing dresses, wearing hats.
Yeah.
Like, little, like, Easter
purses.
Hats.
I love it.
Yeah.
And the amount of, like, user-generated content you can do is really, really creative and limitless. So, what's the craziest island you've ever toured, if you remember off the top of your head?
Yeah, it's that shopping mall. There was someone that just, like, recreated a shopping mall with a parking lot.
Yeah.
That one was, like, insane.
It doesn't sound that crazy when you haven't played it and we're talking about it. But the thing that is really, really impressive about a shopping mall is you start with Animal Crossing with an island. It's a small, it literally looks like an island that a kid can draw a picture of, just really nice computer graphics, but it's like a green island, ocean all around it.
Just trees.
Trees.
Weeds.
That's it. You get a tent and then you get taught how to pick up sticks. You have nothing.
And rocks.
Sticks and rocks, right. Yeah. Everything that you get in the game comes from these two items. You can collect sticks by shaking trees and you get rocks by picking up rocks or breaking rocks. But really, it's the sticks, because that's the number one thing to build your first tool.
Exactly. And there's no real, like, direction or tutorial. Like, you kind of have to figure out yourself. And I remember I was breaking rocks, not knowing that, like, you could hit it multiple times and get...
Same.
And I was just, like, eating an apple and then thinking that you had to break it on the first try.
It doesn't... So to make a mall, essentially, you have to build up hours and hours of playing, because the more tools you get, the more you can build and make other things, other tools. You get bells, which is their currency for money.
And you'll need a lot of bells.
You need a lot of bells.
Yes.
And then there comes Treasure Islands. Have you shopped on a Treasure Island?
I did it once.
That's it?
That's it.
So Treasure Islands are Instagram accounts, websites. They're hacking accounts, right?
Yeah.
You pay real money. Not a lot of money.
Yeah, it's like under $20.
You can get unlimited gold. You can get unlimited bells. You can get furniture, like all this stuff.
You know what? I kind of felt like it kind of took the joy out of playing the game. Because part of the joy is trying to get these sought after items or trading with other people. And it was just all too easy after just getting it all on a treasure island.
Right.
But I did get stuff that would probably be very, very difficult to get. Like, I really wanted a pagoda. I never, ever got one.
What?
Yeah, so I had to go to island to get, like, multiple ones, right?
There's also a thing on the Switch where if you get this Nintendo Switch app on your phone, then while you're playing Animal Crossing, like we were able to talk to each other.
Yeah, in real life, not just, like,
in text. Real life, yeah. Like, through the speakerphone, which I only ever did with Shirley and Autumn, which was, like, fun and, like, felt like we were in high school.
Yeah, totally.
Which ruled. But did your boyfriend play? Did Charlie play?
He asked, and he was just, you know, I was just getting impatient with his playing. And then I just wouldn't let him play. I was just like, no, I need to play.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he never really did. But he has a character on my island, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's got a great house.
Yeah, but I did it all.
I know you did. Another cool thing about Shirley's Island is that she, towards the end, so when's the last time you played, by the way?
I played last week just because I had not played for a while. And right. I was like, I need to refresh, you know, my memory. Yeah. And then also see if there's anything new that, you know, happened since I last played. And there really wasn't much. So
I know. I turned it on. I've been dreading turning it on. Dreading it.
Yes,
Shirley.
Me too. I was so afraid my villagers would be so mad at me.
I was more like, okay, so I played this thing for like 2 years straight obsessively. And then I stopped. I took it to the limit. I just, yeah. I had everything. I was getting sick of playing.
Yeah.
I was getting bored and I still couldn't stop. That's when I knew I had a problem. And my island was fine. There was like a bunch of weeds, but like I also though time traveled, which you didn't.
I didn't for a long time. And then I was like, eh, who cares? And then I started to time travel, just like, you know, not by a lot.
So another thing about the game is that you play in real time. You're in Northern.
Yeah.
And I'm in Southern. No, I'm in Northern.
Yeah, you're in Northern.
But it was always dark in your island.
Oh, because you could set the time when you let people visit. And so I set it to nighttime.
Literally didn't know that.
Yes.
Maybe I did, but I'm pretty sure I just assumed you put yours in a different hemisphere. Tell me about some of the more exciting rooms and things you created on your island and on your happy home paradise.
Well, I think having recreating like real life places was the most exciting for me. So like in Charlie's house, we recreated our store, Virgil Normal.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also, because I kind of have a little like element of Japan on my island, I recreated my favorite bar in Tokyo, which is the Beat Cafe, and my favorite record store, which is Big Love. So I put that in there, and that was great.
It looks really good.
Thank you. Thank you. And then also, I love the Madonna Inn, and I just felt like...
That's my favorite.
Yeah. You know, I have four houses on my island, by the way. So it's like one for each of my cats, and then me and Charlie. Right. So my cat Fanny has the Madonna Inn house.
And then your other cat, I'm trying to think.
Mooney. He has a modern art museum.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's insane. If you have Animal Crossing, Shirley's Island's called Kokomo, and we'll give you the DA for it, right?
Yeah.
We can do that, right? My island's called Murder. And
which
if
is
you,
a great name.
I didn't know. Like, I had never played anything like this before. They were like, name your island. You can't change it. Just know you'll never be able to change it. And I was like, whatever. Like, like I thought it was more like, you'll never be able to change it like in Pac-Man. Like, well, yeah, but then I'm going to have like another chance to start over.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could if I like wiped it clean, but nobody in their right mind would do that. Some people have.
Some people have. And I've thought about
it.
Yeah. I thought about it, but it's too much work.
Too much work.
Yeah.
And then you have nothing to show for it because you'll be like, no, I've done this already.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, so you have the Madonna in, and then in your happy home paradise, you get to just build unlimited houses and interiors for different characters.
Yeah.
If you're an interior designer or want to be, this is a great game for you.
I think that's my favorite part of the game is just like doing interiors.
Yeah.
More than the exteriors.
Your exteriors get me inspired.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't have any room left.
I know.
And it kind of reflects in my life, like my house, too. It's just like packed with so much stuff. And sometimes I just want to be like super zen minimalist. And I can't be like that. And I wanted to do that for my island, but there's just no possible way. There's just too much good stuff to want to, display.
Such good stuff. I know. I mean, you kind of did it in Mooney's house.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe you need another house.
There's no room for a house.
I know. You need a dollhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, Shirley. Yeah. That's our next venture together.
Yes.
I'm codependent. I bring myself into everybody else's hobbies. You would make the coolest dollhouse. And that's a whole other world, by the way, that is so bananas, insane. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's like you were saying, like it's... dollhouses are kind of like a version of Animal Crossing, right? Mm-hmm. But like just real life miniature versions, but that you could just create these amazing interiors.
It's harder to make a dollhouse because you're limited by time and space.
Yeah.
And you're not in Animal Crossing. Like
you could clone.
You can clone.
Yeah, which is, I kind of wish I could do that in real life.
Oh my God, it makes everything so much easier.
Or put up wallpaper.
Just like, in the blink of an eye. And if you want a tree, you just click the top button and you have another tree.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in Happy Home Paradise.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, yeah, tell me about some of the houses you've done in Happy Home Paradise. You base them on movies, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So, 2001 Space Odyssey. I've been always wanting to do that. And so, I finally fulfilled that in Happy Home Paradise. All About Eve.
Yes. That one's amazing. I mean, they're all awesome. I remember that one.
I did Clue.
You did?
Yeah, I didn't post it. I didn't like publish it, but I did Clue.
Why didn't you publish? Just laziness?
Yeah. Or I think because there's only so many slots that you can publish. And
yours are all full?
I think they're full.
I'm trying to think of some of my themes. What other themes do you remember? Like I for a period had like a divorced dad's basement.
Yeah. I don't think I ever really saw that one.
Really?
I remember you had a Supreme store in the front. Do you still have that or did you?
No, I took it off. I took it away. But I did have a Supreme store.
Uh-huh.
The divorced dad basement was fun because it was mostly furniture from the game. Like when you could do a Supreme store, you can do a Prada store, you can do in any store, but you can make like user or you can find user generated content where they like I made a Playboy bunny.
What is your island like now? Has it changed since the last time I visited?
So like I have like a little kind of like basketball court and like with like snack machines and trees and it looks really cute, but it still is just like a basketball court. Like some people have like, this is where the golden girls put makeup on or some shit. People get really specific and
Or they're really creative in making, like, let's say that, like, you know, there's no tractor, you know, in Animal Crossing. They would make something look like a tractor, you know.
Yes, out of different dinosaur parts and wheels.
Yeah, and you can make your own clothes.
Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. Shirley's goes so deep.
Yes.
Dude, she made the naked dress.
Yeah. I made a naked dress. And so when you wear it, it looks like you have no clothes on, you know, like your tits are hanging out.
And, yeah.
I want it to go all natural.
It's
perfect.
So. Oh yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah. And what's great is that if you hang it in your store, the other villagers sometimes will be seen wearing your creations.
Yeah.
So sometimes my villagers are walking around naked and it's great.
It's so good.
Yeah.
You can make your villagers say things.
Yeah.
You can tell them to be like, fuckwad. What's up, fuckwad?
Oh, yeah. There's always like a little like nickname that you can get.
Yeah,
tell
baby
them to
balls
say.
Or
what is what
yours
was
you had bubble butt. It was like shrimp dick was one. You were much, much better at doing clothes and like actual, like, I don't know how to do the in-game design. Like, I don't know how to, I can make like a dress with polka dots on it, but like I can't figure out how to make like a boob dress. I would just like copy your dresses or like look for people's.
Yeah, you could download other people's designs.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I would do some too, because who has the time? Designing your own just takes a long time.
It seemed like it took a long time. What are some, did you get all of the sea creatures?
Yes.
I really liked swimming. My character personally really loved fishing. I don't know why. It just felt like it was very satisfying.
Yeah.
The sounds are a huge part of the game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I always wanted an arcade, you know, a house with actual video games in it, or arcade games.
But you can't put the arcade games in the house? No, you can.
Yeah, so I have in my house at the basement, I have the a little arcade room.
You should make Ricky Schroeder's room in Silver Spoons.
Yes, but can you? Oh, I guess you could. Yeah,
you can totally
put the train in and stuff in that car bed. He had a car bed, didn't he?
Yeah. So why did you stop playing?
I just felt like I kind of did it all. Yeah. And then also I just started getting busy, you know. I mean, it really fell at the perfect time.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, I kind of miss those days of like, you know, when we had to quarantine and I didn't feel that guilt.
Yes.
At all. Totally. I could play for hours and hours, and I did. Like, I would play for like 12 hours straight.
Yeah.
And not feel guilty. And that's sort of like how I've always been with playing video games. Like, I'll play a game, and I play hard when I play. Like, mm-hmm. I will play for hours. I will play till 4 a.m, mm-hmm. till like my fingers are sore. And then get it out of my system and then just like not play for like months, maybe even years. Right.
Right.
And then I get back into it because I'm very competitive and I have like a very addictive gaming personality.
Interesting.
You know, for Animal Crossing, it was great. I was like, I don't feel guilty. You know, there's nothing else to do. So I'm just going to play. And then also it was great for me to just sort of like reconnect with people that were playing as well. And I also had like, well, you know, like, new friendships were formed, like Jesse, right?
Yeah.
And then reconnecting, like you and me. Mm-hmm. And then I had other friends that were, you know, in another country or like in New York City that I like started like playing with and visiting. You know, we were visiting each other's islands. And so it was kind of like this also virtual, you know, meetup, right?
Totally. Yeah.
And so it didn't feel so like isolated for me.
Same.
Yeah.
So when you played Zelda, did you win it?
I did. There were like certain challenges that I didn't do.
Right.
I didn't do all of them. And I heard there's like a new pack that you can add to it. And so I've been thinking about that, but I gotta wait till my next sort of like big break.
Yeah. What do you like better, Animal Crossing or Zelda?
Animal Crossing.
Nice.
Yes.
Yay.
It's, well, you know, like these games where it involves killing, it's a little heavy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Animal Crossing, it's all sort of like love and friendship,
totally.
Right?
Totally. Yeah. It's just like pure joy.
Yeah. And creativity. And
yes.
There's nothing that you can do to like be really harmful or, I mean, you could kind of hit the villagers or whatever, but like, you know, the game is built on sort of being kind, giving gifts, you know, the villagers, if you give them gifts, they give you gifts, and it's all like built on kindness.
How did you feel when there was no update for Animal Crossing, when they said this is the last update?
I was really bummed.
So bummed. Yeah. Remember when the internet freaked out?
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
I can't believe it still.
I know. I mean, I'm hoping maybe they just do a new world, but that's not going to be for a few years, right?
I guess. I mean, what's your hobby now? I mean, I know you work a lot.
Yeah.
You're a stylist and you own a store.
Yes.
So that's so much work, Shirley.
I tried, you know, like to dabble here and there.
Like with what?
Well, like I was like, maybe, you know, I never played Dungeons and Dragons. Maybe like I'll learn, right?
Yeah,
and play,
I'd be into that.
Or Magic the Gathering.
Same.
It's too complicated.
Yeah.
Like I could not. It's like another language.
Totally.
Right? And I couldn't figure it out. I feel like I don't have enough time to really like focus on one thing and stick to it.
Right.
I'm like too easily distracted. And so having like Animal Crossing, that's like one of the few things where I could like really focus on.
Yeah.
I think it's also great because you could just like do it at like right before bedtime.
Yes.
Whereas you can't always like, you know, take up pottery, you know, right before bedtime,
right.
You know? So.
So if you did have time, you would choose like Magic the Gathering or Dungeons and Dragons?
I think I would choose like pottery maybe.
That's good.
Yeah.
You'd make sick pottery.
But, you know, this whole dollhouse thing sounds pretty amazing.
Oh my God,
or
Shirley.
Maybe miniatures. Maybe just like
miniatures.
Making. Yeah.
And also, like, never mind like the world of what you can buy, but making furniture and making things is really fun and easy. I can see you being so good at that. Give me your setup when you were playing Animal Crossing. Like, where were you in your house? Did you have a drink, a snack? What were you wearing? What's like your ideal Animal Crossing Nintendo Switch scenario?
In bed.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much almost exclusively in bed.
Right.
I was probably just wearing just sweats or something super comfy.
You wear sweats to bed or do you wear nightgowns?
A little bit of both.
I like
when it's cold,
to think
sweats.
You wear nightgowns.
Yeah. You like classic sort of like dress nightgowns with like ruffles on it and flannel, or is it like more like a sexy nightgown?
No, I love a flannel nightgown, but I just like to imagine you, I don't know, not in a sexy nightgown. I was thinking more of like a fun pajama outfit, but yeah, also like cute sweats and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Would you vape while you were playing?
Oh, yes.
Fuck yes, dude.
Yes.
Puff, puff, click.
Yes.
My kid's like calling for me, crying. I'm like, hold on. I got to go to the store first and see if they have anything new.
Does your daughter know that you vape? Do you like vape?
She knows.
Okay.
And she's like, what is that? I'm like, it's disgusting thing that I do because I used to smoke cigarettes. And she's like, cigarettes are disgusting. And I'm like, yeah, this is the same thing.
I quit smoking cigarettes completely thanks to the vape. But I'm also
I don't smoke cigarettes anymore.
Yeah.
Because of the vape. I love the vape.
But I'm highly addicted to the vape.
Me too. I have no problem with that though.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
You're not afraid of like the, you know.
No, I'm afraid of like not knowing how to recycle properly. That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of like the weather. I'm fine with vaping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, this is going off on a different rail. There is such a deep, deep scene of Animal Crossing that I hope that those who play at least listen to this one episode of my podcast. I'm sure there are other podcasts that talk about Animal Crossing, but like not like us.
No. I mean, there's definitely millions of podcasts about Animal Crossing, but they're
podcasts that talk about like just new items.
Yeah.
I only ever watched YouTubes. Oh my God, did you watch Zach?
I probably have, but I'm trying to remember.
He was like the dude who would always be talking about updates. As soon as there was Animal Crossing news, he was on YouTube live talking about it right there with everybody, like live footage of like whatever conference. Whatever.
I'm sure I did because I watched so many. Also, was your For You page on Instagram just filled with Animal Crossing? Like,
oh my God, totally. I also have folders. First, I had a folder on Instagram that was Animal Crossing. Then I like categorized those albums and was like indoor, outdoor. Like,
because you really got into Nookazon.
Oh, yeah. The trading.
Yes, the trading.
I love Nookazon. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I did get really into it. So you trade with other people. They give you stuff. It's kind of like Craigslist.
Yeah.
But it happens like within a couple of hours.
And don't you have to visit each other's islands?
Yeah.
So did you go or did you have them come?
Both.
It's kind of fun visiting strangers' islands, right?
Totally. And no one's was really that impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was sometimes they'd be like, you can look around. And it was like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there was no like gangster islands that were playing Nookazon. We're going to wrap it up. Shirley, I'm so, so glad that you finally came over here and we got to hang out.
I'm so excited. This was so, so much fun.
Is so much fun on my podcast.
It really is. I feel like we could talk about this for like hours more.
We totally can. And we will, because there's actually things that I want to ask you about Zelda. One of them, should I play it?
Do you like doing puzzles?
Not really.
Okay.
What about Mario Kart?
It's fun, but that's like something you just sort of like play and then get out of your system. And, you know, you can play from time to time. It's good to play with like, you know, your daughter. You guys could play together and race.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We play dance games together.
Oh, yeah. Dance games are great.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to find another game I liked as much as Animal Crossing.
If you liked our show, please subscribe, rate, review, and tell a friend. Filling the Void is a production of the Irios Network. Episodes are produced, engineered, and edited by Alex Paul. Original song by Michael Cassidy.
Powered by Acast.
Irios.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.